Hi, 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 my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. It's Jo Warwick here, and we're on to day 10 of Money Love. And today, I want to talk about the power of decision, okay? The making that absolute decision to decide that what something is. Now, the universe, you've been going through an experience of feeling and discovering how big and powerful you really are and how connected you are to the universe. Now, the way we need to switch and flip the mind so that we can receive more money and love, the fuel to your life, is understanding that you are the equivalent of the I can see it, and I'm trying to think, you're the sort of gauge that allows in what you desire, okay, about receiving. So you're like the faucet. So imagine you've got your water tank and you want to receive, you know, you're tapped into the mains of water and you want to receive some water, so you turn on the tap, okay? Now, your ability to decide on how much you want to have in your life is like turning on the tap, okay? So there is always a stream happening, so the tap is always running a little bit, but the amount of money and love, fuel in your life, flows in the equivalent of how much water is flowing out of that tap, and whether you decide to turn on the tap so that there is more, so that you're receiving. Now, simply put, the reason why we don't allow lots of water to be flowing through the tap, so lots of money and love and the fuel to your life, is because you don't believe you are worthy and good enough. Quite simply. Okay, now the important part of this, of recognizing you are the one who is deciding, means you can decide something different. Okay, because you are a co-creator with the universe. You are this powerful, infinite being. You are connected to everything. You've been experiencing this through your meditations. And you get to decide what your life is like, and you get to decide how you're going to create it, and you get to decide, because you're believing and understanding that the universe, the law of attraction, actually works for you. Yeah, it works for you. It's working out for you. Everything is working out for you, and it's working out for you too, not just other people. You may believe that you have this faith and belief that it works out for everyone else but you. Now, this is one that I've had to go through, because I used to, earlier on in my business, I absolutely had complete faith that, you know, everything worked for my clients. I'd see amazing results. Everything was happening. I knew that they would tap into it. I knew that, you know, how the universe worked. And yet, deep down, I had a belief it didn't work for me. And that one still likes to raise its head ever so often. And I have to readdress it. Yeah, that it works for you, okay? And that means that money works for you, that love works for you, because if it's all the same energy, money and love and the universe, and it's all the same energy, then it all works for you too. But you've got to decide. You've got to finally make the decision to turn on the tap, because the greatest gift we have is our mind. We are this incredible receptive energy. We are this amazing transmitter of desires, and, you know, we are permanently communicating with the universe. And yet, the thing that is our greatest control is our mind, which is why we have to program the mind and we have to make decisions. We have to be, Rev Ike calls it being specific with the infinite. And infinite intelligence, the universe, however you want to define it, God, goddess, etc., but the infinite intelligence, infinite consciousness, is expecting us to make decisions about our life, to decide what we want and don't want. And we've done that along our process, but it also expects us to decide to be in control of ourselves, decide to be in charge of our lives. We can't control anybody else, but we are expected to make the decision whether we want to be in charge of our mind and our body and our life and what we want to create, and decide that we are good enough. Because as I said before, the universe thinks you're absolutely spectacular, loves and adores you unconditionally, that there is an abundance of money available to you, and there is an abundance of love available to you, and it's all available to you. And yet, we as human beings and our society and conditioning and programming, the collective mind would want to tell you you're not good enough. That's the lower frequency. Right at the beginning of this program, I explained about the fact that the collective mind is always going to be lower. And if you need to go and revisit day one, do that. The collective mind is always a lower frequency. It will always want you to come into fear and believing you're not good enough and not worthy. Whether that's, you could say that's religious conditioning or social conditioning or a million different ways. But it doesn't matter. The collective mind of the consciousness of humanity believes it's not good enough. It's not worthy. Okay. Because that's the ego. That's the animal part of us. But the soul part of us knows that we absolutely are worthy, good enough. We are infinite. We're creations of the divinity. We are, God, goddesses in human form. We are extensions of source energy. We are the leading edge. We are the ones who need to decide our worth, decide what we want. And it's not about collecting stuff. We've gone through that. Those bits are done. It's about deciding what you're going to get let in. Are you willing to open and decide and make a vow and fully decide, no matter what, that you are worthy and good enough, and no matter what, to accept that the universe is working for you too, not just everybody else, but working for you, and that love works for you, that sex and passion works for you, and that money works for you, and that relationships and romance works for you, that it all works for you, and it's working for you. Yeah, the universe is like got your back, as Gabby Bernstein describes it. She said, the universe has your back. It's behind you. It's got your back. It's doing what you're asking it to do. It's got all that information. And remember, in the communication, if you are receiving a desire, it's because it's already done and the universe is already telling you it's done. And it says you're worthy and ready. But do you actually still allow yourself to be in a position of not deciding that you're worthy and good enough? Are you still believing you're not worthy and good enough? So today I'm inviting you to make a decision. An absolute concrete decision in your mind, because that's how the mind works. Once you've made a decision, it will line everything up. So it's deciding to line up your mind, your body, your energy, your soul to the truth of your soul, to the truth that you are worthy and good enough. And that no matter what, you're going to keep coming back to that. Keep deciding that you are worthy and good enough, and you will let it in. You will turn on the tap. You will allow yourself to receive. You are good enough to receive, because we've done these meditations where you have felt, there is an abundance available to you. Everything is available to you. There is so much available to you around the world, in money, in love, in people, in all different forms. And you have to decide that you will let it in and allow it. It is an absolute decision, a vow. You can do it any way you want to. You can state a vow to the universe. You can state a vow to yourself. You can write this out. I have some questions for you, but you may want to do this as some sort of ceremony. You may want to burn something. You may want to, state it out loud. But you've got to decide that from this point on, no matter what, you are deciding you are worthy and good enough, no matter whether you think your body isn't quite right, or your mind isn't quite right, or your hair isn't quite right, or something in your life that you've got debt and stuff like that, that somehow you haven't reached a point yet of some sort of perfection you think you have to get. That is very much a conditioning in our societies, Western societies, and religious conditioning, that the idea that we're always in a place of sin, striving to be in perfection, and therefore we will get love. When in fact, the truth is we are already love, we are already perfection, and we simply have to accept it. so that we are constantly receiving that love, that manifestation of money, love, fuel to our lives. So we don't have to keep striving. We can accept that we are worthy and evolving, love and evolving, growing, but we are worthy now. We are worthy now. We are good enough now, yeah, and evolving. Not that we need to stop, we're not some of perfection, but we're evolving and growing, but we are worthy now, so we don't need to hold ourselves apart from the things that we want and the universe is trying to give to us, and the things that we need and the universe is trying to give to us and trying to show up to us, that we have got to decide. You've got to decide. It's down to you, nobody else. You're not deciding for any other human being. You are simply, finally deciding for yourself. You may want to listen to this again. Let this filter through your body. It may piss you off. It may upset you. You may make a statement and then feel like you're wobbling. But you've got to decide. That's the only way. The power of decision is what comes forward. And then when you have decided, you answer these questions, then you're going to really see changes. Then you've got to keep deciding every day, yeah? And we will be moving into doing an intention, creating your own intention, I think probably in the next audio. So you can add that. But I would make sure this is in a place where you can read it, you can come back to it, you can think about it, you keep saying it, but you're deciding. So that anytime you wobble, you're kind of, no matter what, I decide, no matter what. So I'm going to leave you with some questions and a statement for you to use to help you in your journaling. But that's the thoughts for today, for day 10 on the power of decision. All right, sending you much love.